Welcome to Shut Up and Listen. I am your host, Kiki. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I haven't talked to you niggas since January. And before we get into this this episode, I've been meaning to go back and talk about this, but I realized on my last episode when I was talking about the shrooms, my stupid ass, y'all, done did all this research and was just so passionate and ready to just tell niggas about this shit. I was pronouncing it wrong the whole time. My stupid ass. The P in psilocybin is fucking silent. My country ass was literally pronouncing the shit all like the way it's actually spelled. And when I went back, I'm like, damn, I really fucked up. My bad, my fault. I just had to get that out there and all this shit. Like, I couldn't let that go on. But anyways, I got a few topics for y'all today. Before I get into this story, I probably been told y'all niggas this shit about what, a month ago. I know it's definitely coming up on a month at least, goddamn. But hey, I do shit when I feel like it. I do shit on my own time. I'm sorry that you how I am. Charge somebody, not my heart, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? But, so before we get into this story, I want to talk to y'all about some, I want to talk to y'all about Doja Cat new album first. You know that motherfucker weird, and you know folks think she a devil worshiper and all that good shit. That motherfucker hard. Like, her album is hard. Like, she probably got album of the year. If Drake or Future don't drop dead ass series, the shit was great. Even the weird ass songs, the songs that come on, you be like, I don't know about this. Like on Fuck the Girls, I don't really like the chorus, but when Shardy be, you know, she really be talking that shit on there. But some of my favorite songs from her on there is Can't Wait. These are the ones I could just think of off top. Is more, but these are just the top ones I could just think of right now. Can't Wait, that WYM, I guess is what you mean, freestyle. That I'm probably pronouncing this wrong too. Baloo or Baloo, whatever the fuck that is. I googled it. I didn't google up the pronunciation, but I googled the definition and it's fucking bird yolk, or I think it's some kind of some animal yolk or some shit like that. I'm probably telling y'all the wrong shit. Y'all can do y'all own research. But, and there's one more song. Yeah, Can't Wait, Baloo. What you mean, freestyle? And there's one more. It's one fucking more. I can't think of it right now. I'll get to that later. But, yes, y'all check that motherfucker out. Wayne dropped The Fix before the Carter Six. And so far, the only song, I wouldn't say the only song. I'm gonna have to give it another listen because I was listening to it while I was at work, so I didn't really get the whole vibe. But so far, Titty Boy is like up there. It's another one too. It had a fast beat. I can't remember the name of it, but I'm fucking with that too. Hopefully the Carter Six live up to my expectations, man. I hope he don't let me down, man. We need that boy to go back hard. But he's still fine, don't get me wrong. Wayne just, he gonna always be Wayne, but I don't know. That the Carter 5 was very underwhelming to me. And as the years done went by, you know, I'm starting to like some of the songs, but it's not on that Carter 3 caliber where you could just let that motherfucker just ride on out. But anyways, back to the topic at hand. Y'all, let me tell you, before I get into my main story, I gotta tell y'all about where the fuck happened at work and how quickly niggas be ready to throw their life away behind some stupid shit. Like, okay, so the situation happened between these two guys. And so it started with, well, from my perspective and when I came in on the situation, it was about a motherfucking pallet, y'all. So one nigga was on a forklift and it was an empty fork padded on the floor. So one dude was coming to pick up the empty one. So another dude came behind him. He had work on his forklift. So he was like, bro, I'ma just push this. The dude who came in after the first dude, he was like, bro, I'ma just, I got the pallet. You good. You good and shit like that. So the first nigga, he was still trying to get the pallet. He was like, nah, I'ma do it. So the second nigga was like, nigga, I said I got it. I got the pallet. I'm good. I got it. So then nigga going back and forth about who gonna move the pallet. I'm like, look, the shit empty. I could pick the motherfucker up and slide it somewhere. It ain't that deep. Y'all niggas ain't got to fight about no goddamn pallet. So I'm thinking, situation dead. So last night, one of my other coworkers walk up to me, and these other group of girls, these other group of girls that I work with, I'm pretty cool with them. I don't really talk to too many people, but it's like five of us, and I fuck with them motherfuckers. But this other guy walked up to us, and he was like, man, I just had to break these niggas up. These niggas was finna get the hooking back there. So we like, who the hell you talking about? So he told us the guys' names and shit like that. So the first nigga, the one who wanted to get the pallet first, why this nigga threatened to shoot the other man? The other dude was like, shit, nigga, we can take it to the parking lot. We can fight. We can do this shit. So the nigga was like, shit, nigga, I don't fight, I shoot. And why the nigga had the gun at the job? He had an orange bag. Now, mind y'all, we gotta wear clear book bags to work. Cause kind of find out, this was before I even started there. A few months ago, a nigga got shot up the street at his job. Workers, it was a workers. Two niggas got to arguing, nigga shot the nigga. And being that I work at a medical facility, them niggas, he ran up to my job and shit. So after that day, they was like, no, y'all only can wear clear book bags in this motherfucker. But back to the story, this nigga had the gun in the orange bag. He wasn't even supposed to have that bag. The nigga repeated, he said the shit the first time in the warehouse. He gonna keep the shit going, go to the parking lot and repeat the shit again. So by the time we come back from break, shit, they was escorting that nigga out. I'm like, you country motherfucker. You really lost your job over a threat, and you was really gonna lose your fucking freedom over a goddamn pallet bread. Like, it really ain't that deep. Just like the niggas the other day, the three niggas, it was like a 30-year-old, a 20-some-year-old, and a 17-year-old on West End. These niggas shoot each other, all three of them kill each other. Like, what kind of country ass shit is that, first of all? Like, nigga, what? That whole situation was crazy, but how do these niggas arguing over who guns are bigger and who got the most money? Like, niggas be ready to crash out about the dumbest shit, bro. Like, y'all niggas really felt that passionate to be like, I'm finna kill this nigga, fuck this shit. Like, y'all niggas don't think about shit no more. Like, people scared to get their ass whooped. Like, I don't get it. You ain't gonna win every fight, you ain't gonna win every situation. Like, it don't be worth throwing your life away. Like, so when the nigga sat down, like, that nigga was really finna shoot that man by the goddamn pallet, bro. Like, y'all niggas is crazy. Pray for him. And the nigga just started. He just started working there. He been there about 3 weeks. And he already been on the fuck shit every day doing the pre-shift. This motherfucker. The supervisor don't necessarily, call him out. But if you know the situations and you know the shit that he be doing, she be calling it out, you know, indirectly. Like, the nigga had an outburst in the meeting the other day. Just wanted to lie to that nigga, just wanted to be seen all the time. Like, we come around, he see a lot of women, he gotta talk loud and be out, like, he want the attention on him. Like, nigga, relax. So, I mean, he put it on himself. Like, you can't be the door of the full shit. Like, but anyway, I just had to share that situation with y'all, because I was like, bro, this shit really crazy. Niggas really be ready to die about dumb shit. Like, it don't be that serious. Like, I get you on you. Niggas will kill for their respect, but it's just some shit, bro. just swallow that shit, even though if you don't want to, just bite your tongue on certain situations, because you was finna ruin two families. You was gonna ruin his family if you would've killed him, and you would've ruined your family if your stupid ass would've went to jail. Like, what type of country ass shit is that? I don't get you niggas at all. Like, dead ass serious. But anyway, I'm done with that shit. Now to the main topic of, the main topic at hand. Folks, they ask me about this shit, and yeah, this shit is so crazy, y'all. Like, it scared me. I smoke while doing this shit. But hey, y'all know what else I meant to tell y'all about? I've been fucking with them Jungleese from Quavo and Takeoff. I love them. Make sure y'all stuff them motherfuckers too, though, but they're amazing. I love them. And I ain't even no leaf smoker. Like, and what's so crazy, I ain't even really been smoking the blunts lately. Like, I may get one pack when I go and get the leaves, but I ain't really been smoking them motherfuckers like that. I've been fucking with these. But anyway, so back to this stupid, dumbass bitch at work, right, y'all? This whole thing I want to fuck her. Like, it's so crazy. When I come in and don't speak to none of them bitches, they say I'm mean and got an attitude. But then when I speak and, you know, I'm trying to be cordial, the bitches think I'm flirting with them. Like, bitch, I don't want none of y'all hoes in here. Please relax. Like, God damn, shawty. I do not, like, I just can't be friendly with bitches. They take it the wrong way. I mean, I'm just charismatic. I just got that charisma about me. I'm just too smooth. I just do this shit and I don't even be trying to do that shit. And that's just what it is. And bitches be thinking I want them. Like, ho, I'm just trying to lighten the mood. Make the time go by fast, ho. I don't want you. If I ain't came out of my mouth and said, look, I want you. Hey, please get out my dick, please. But anyway, so this is, and she's an older lady too. She's like 40. Like 42, 43, something like that. So she been working there about 3 months, about 2 months now. So every morning she come in, she tell everybody good morning, I tell her good morning. So she worked next to this other chick that I'm cool with. So when I go over there and tell my coworker, you know, good morning, I be like, hey, you know, matter of fact, I only said it one time, because every time I see her, I just be like, you smell good as hell, good morning. But this certain morning, I was just like, good morning, smell good, lady. And so I was like, you know, I end up asking her what kind of lotion she had on, and it was some Dr. Teals. She told me the scent, I can't remember it, but the shit smells so good, I'm gonna have to find that shit. But I don't even speak to the hoe no more. Like, bitch, I don't even look that whole way. Like, I don't even want to look at you. I don't even want you to get no type of ideas, no none of that. You feel me? So, goddamn. That same day, you know, after I said good morning, smell good, like, she seemed like she had an attitude. Now, mind you, every morning she come in, she's always been jolly, but I'm like, what the fuck wrong with this hoe? She got an attitude and shit. Then the bitch kept looking at me. I'm looking at her. You know how, like, you can feel somebody watch you. So I'm looking at her and she's still watching me. I'm like, what the fuck going on there like this? So I go down there to the line. You good? You okay? Yeah, I'm good. I just want these bitches to stop trying me and shit. But I'm like, okay. I was like, Jay, don't let nobody ruin your day. She was like, oh, no, don't let nobody ruin my day. I'm good. I'm good. I was like, okay, that's good, you know. I see you kind of down and shit. I just want to come check on you. Just make sure you good. Like, bitch, you ain't got to do all that. So, goddamn, the lady ended up walking off, going to the restroom. So, my homegirl, my little coworker who I'm cool with, she come up to me. Kiki, guess what? I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but that lady think you want to fuck her. And I'm like, what? I was like, wait a minute. Like, I was on the phone and everything, but I put my AirPod in my ear. I was like, wait a minute. Hold the fuck up. Because you know what it is? I missed another part. Like, a week before that happened, my little homegirl, I'm walking towards her and my supervisor, because I needed to talk to my supervisor about something. So, goddamn, my homegirl, she was just playing with me, but I guess the older bitch took it literally, because she didn't see me. She just heard the girl say, all right, now, Kiki, don't be trying to tell my booty. We just laughed it off. It wasn't nothing to it. Cause like, I just knew she was joking and shit. I guess the old motherfucker took the shit literally and shit. So I'm guessing that's where, you know, fast forward to this week when by me telling her she smelled good, she took that as I'm trying to fuck her and shit. Like, bitch, don't be trying to project shit on me, ho. Just because I'm smooth to hell and you probably like this shit. Ho, don't think I like you, ho. The fuck? Don't get mad at me because you probably would have went for it if I would have got down, whoop the whoop, tried to goddamn talk to you, bitch. But don't try to put that shit on me. So goddamn, I'm like, wait a minute. She think I'm trying to fuck her. She think I'm trying to fuck her. And she was like, yeah, she said, you keep talking about she smell good. I'm like, man, I said that motherfucker smell good. And I said, good morning, smell good, lady. But I'm like, just for that, fuck that bitch. That bitch stink now. I ain't saying shit to that hoe. Fuck her. Like, it is what it is now. So goddamn, the lady come up. When she come back to work and shit like that, I'm looking like I really want to say something to her. Cause that shit was real fucked up. Like, bitch, she gonna tell me some, she gonna call corporate and she tell me some, I need corporate number. Like, saying little subliminal shit. Like, bitch, I'm not trying to fuck you. Listen, straight bitches. I don't know what type of, you know, I don't even call myself no stud and I'm all too old for that motherfucking word. I am a masculine presenting woman or whatever. So, listen, I don't know what kind of bitches y'all interact with. I know some of these, you know, these gay bitches be trying to goddamn turn bitches out, but that is not me. I don't do that shit. I'm like, no. I don't even really fuck with gay, with fucking bi bitches. So, no, I don't even finna turn a straight bitch out, bitch. Keep your undercover shit to yourself. I don't do that shit. I don't. They're just me. Like, no. If you ain't personally came out of your mouth and expressed to me that you like bitches or no shit like that, I ain't finna try you. And secondly, I don't wanna talk to every bitch I see. Like, bitch, I got standards, ho. If y'all seen any other hoes I done ever fucked with, bitch, I got standards. Don't play with me. Like, hell no. Like, half of them bitches at work, them bitches big back, they fuck. Like, all y'all hoes, half of y'all bitches fatty fuck. I don't want none of y'all hoes. If you really want to be truthful. Like, I can really hurt a lot of you bitches' feelings, but I choose not to. I just keep my personal preferences to myself, but y'all hoes gonna start trying me like I want y'all. Like, when I be coming around and shit, all that, get back now. I'm be trying to, bitch, I ain't trying to touch none of y'all hoes. The fuck? I wouldn't fuck y'all hoes. I wouldn't fuck y'all hoes with a real dick. The fuck? I don't wanna fuck y'all with the fake one. The fuck? Y'all bitch, you better leave me the fuck alone. I got standards, hoe. My mama taught me better than that, bitch. The fuck? Fuck around these hoes. But, now, it's been about, like I said, that shit happened like a week ago. After that day, I said, boy, I ain't saying shit to that bitch. Hold on, even look my way. I don't even say good word to that hoe. I call straight into work, walk past, straight past her. Like, bitch, oh, hey. You fucked up that hoe. That bitch can't say shit to me, bitch. You better not even be about work. You can't even ask me shit, hoe. Cause that was lame as fuck. And I really could have lost my job behind that shit. Cause you wanna goddamn come up with. I see what certain men go through. Like, look, motherfucker. Hey, I don't even know what to say. Cause that shit really pissed me out, man. That shit really pissed me out. Cause I'm like, bitch, I ain't no motherfucking predator, first of all, ho. I don't just be around here trying to goddamn prey on bitches and shit, ho. You got me fucked up, first of all, bitch. And first of all, third of all, bitch, you wasn't even my type. Like, literally, you not even my type. And bitch, you look like a man. I like bitches that's pretty, ho. Don't try me. What the fuck I look like? I wouldn't even date another stud or whatever, another masculine presenting woman. I wouldn't even do that shit. I like my bitches pretty. So, hey. And all you hoes fat. I told y'all. Y'all do all that lifting and twisting, and y'all hoes still fatty for. Hell no. I ain't got nothing against fat bitches, but I just don't fuck fat bitches, and that's just what it is. I'm sorry. I'm too little for that shit. That's just what it is. But I love all women, because all women are beautiful, and vagina is the greatest thing in the fucking world, on the fucking earth, besides. Well, it really ain't even money. We really only need money to survive in this society. So I really can't even put pussy and money on the same in the same category. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm high. I'm just ranting. I really need to take my contract to sleep. But that's all I had to say, man. I hope y'all enjoyed my motherfucking episode. I don't know when I'll see y'all on the top of y'all niggas again. It may be next year. I don't know. Y'all know how I do. But anyways, that's this. Better fucked up goddamn exit. Anyways, I am Kiki. This was Shut Up and Listen. And I hope y'all boys have an excellent day. And if I don't talk to y'all again, I hope 2024 is everything you needed and wanted. You know what I'm talking about, man? I'm at this bitch.